however, have said such proposals are unlikely to survive a legal challenge.
That's correspondent Ron DeRockstra. Cable and satellite TV prices going up. Comcast hiking customer bills 2.2% on average this year. DirecTV and Dish prices are rising as well. Verizon says it is still finalizing its pricing plans for the new year. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is running around the studios here someplace and come rolling in here in a minute. Good morning. Hey, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive opens 7 days a week with the newly remodeled store, but the same great customer service and the same great walk-in humidor. Good morning, everybody. Today, of course, is January 5th, 2018. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning there, Jared. How you doing, buddy? Here, show me what the weather is. Take me down the weather trail.
Well, it's currently 55 degrees right now, light rain. Today we have an 80% chance of rain, a high of 59, a low of 41. Tomorrow we're going to have a 20% chance of showers in the morning, then mostly sunny at night, sunny during the day, not at night, obviously. High of 59, a low of 39. On Sunday, it's going to be mostly sunny with a high of 58, a low of 41. And on Monday, we have a 40% chance of rain with a high of 53 and a low of 44.
Okay. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, an Anderson-based business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Well, if it is Friday, it must be time for Amy.
Good morning.
Amy was sitting over there on the chair with her eyes closed.
I was not.
You were too.
Fully awake.
Not only that, but see, you've gotten better. Last week the puppy came in here and pooped on the floor. But you cleaned that up.
I'm never going to live that down.
No, ever. No, not ever. But then today, Kane, the dog you're bringing in, he pooped outside. But
yeah,
you ran
outside.
In here, got a plastic bag that we have, picked it up, took care of that.
Yeah, I've misplaced my poop bag, so. Hey, you got to do what you got to do. I'm not going to leave it on the sidewalk.
Yeah,
I'm a nice person.
Good morning.
Good
unlike some other people, but a lot of times the stuff you see on the sidewalk aren't from dogs.
No, I know.
Isn't that?
And in my defense last week, it was Linda's idea to let the puppy down and run around.
No, it was. No, you truly were.
He's going to poop.
Yeah. Well, I had no idea he was going to poop, but he was so damn cute I could have taken that dog home.
I know.
I just know what that means. You know,
he, tell me he's adopted.
Oh, of course, yeah.
That
they actually went home with an employee.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
An employee of Haven U, Maine?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow,
yeah. Yeah. He was going to either get adopted by somebody from the news media realm.
Yeah.
Which has happened before.
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, I had the fan on.
No, that wasn't it, though. That was something else.
Huh.
Oh, is that me?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
I hate the record searchlight.
No.
Have I told you that? No, I'm hating it because they have these, these videos just start.
Hi, Bubba.
You know, you don't ask them to, and you can't stop them. But anyway,
I got stuck in a coffee line. I was like, you got people in front of you, people behind you, and you don't know that somebody's going to have 20 coffees that are being made in front of you.
I'm making 20 coffees, 16 sandwiches, and by the way, I'd like to see, are you selling marijuana today?
McDoobie drive-thru. Okay, currently 55. Have we done the weather yet?
Yes, we have.
Oh, okay, all right.
I'm sorry, you're late
for
that.
No. I just was,
Let's find out about this puppy, Kane.
All right, welcome, Amy.
How would you name a dog Kane?
Actually, he came in with that name.
Kane, okay.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to Abel, who may have been with him?
Exactly. No, actually, he came in with another dog that was not Abel, and it was a big, huge St. Bernard. So he actually does really great with other dogs.
And he's a good boy.
He is. He's very tolerant.
Yes.
He does great with young kids, even. He walks really well on a leash. He's actually kind of slow on a leash. He's very cautious of things, and he kind of just checks everything out.
Mm-hmm.
He's really slow. He's not a puller, and he's not like a bull in a china shop by any means. He's actually very... purposeful in his walking.
That's true.
He walks with purpose.
I like the fact that
when I
walked into the studio with my big old coat on and my bags on my shoulders, you guys were already on the air, and he just got up and he was just a greeter.
Yep, he likes it. He kind of has to say hi to everyone. That's the only time he'll pull it. Someone walks by and they don't say hi to him. And he kind of looks at me and like, that guy didn't say hi to me.
So. He's got a smile.
Yeah, he does.
And he looks you in the eye and he wags his tail. I mean, what do you want more than that kind of companionship?
Right. So he's about 4 years old. So he's out of the puppy stage. He doesn't go, you know, potty in the house. He's not going to chew your shoes.
How do you know that?
He might. He may. But
how do you know he's not going to chew your shoes?
I don't. I can't say that for 100%.
But I'm pretty sure he doesn't.
But I bet you anything that when a dog comes into an environment, there's a little bit of an adjustment.
There always is an adjustment.
You know, where do I go to the bathroom? I mean, you know, it's just going to happen. You just are, you're starting to become roomies.
You're right. And for that, it's really imperative you give it some time.
And besties.
Yeah.
Besties and roomies.
I adopted two dogs. My first one came into my life, came into my house like she'd lived there forever.
How old were you?
Did you just ask her how old she was?
Okay, now, the reason I am is because I have some tips for millennials, and one of the millennial tips
I'm a millennial,
is don't get a dog in your young years, especially at college, because you can't take care of the dog. And early on, because you're running around for your career, and the dog needs lots of affection and lots of love, and you can't do that when you're early on.
No, so. I didn't adopt my first big breed dog until owned my house. Actually, we owned, because then nobody can tell me what kind of dog I can and can't have.
And see, that's the kind of, and that's what the lady was talking about with these tips, Dana Perino. And so, but that was one of them. And I found that really interesting. She said somebody gave her a dog. Now, she's not a millennial, but somebody gave her a dog when she was in college. She said I just couldn't take care of it, and I'd already bonded with her, and I had to give her away, and it was horrible. She says, I have two beautiful best friends now. So, just an idea.
Yeah. Yeah, we definitely wait till you're ready, you know, and just realize that is a lifelong commitment.
It is. Okay. So, how do we get King? Oh, look at King.
Well, see, commands. I was trying to get him to sit down, and what did you do, Amy?
I pulled a treat out. I'm an enabler.
Yeah, and you went like...
An enabler.
That's funny. I think that's so funny. But he acted on command.
Yes, and he waits too.
Well, we took a puppy class once. Now, let me ask you about Haven Humane.
Yeah, we didn't have a dog, but we took a puppy class,
and most of the time we just sat there and smiled and watched the puppies roll around and play. It was like, you know, puppy cam on steroids. Amy, do you guys have those kinds of classes?
We do. They're not offered through Haven Humane, but there is a local trainer that runs a training business called Positive Training, like Dog Paw. And he actually teaches classes in our classroom at Haven. It's not through Haven, but he is, and he's one we recommend because he does use the positive reinforcement kind of training instead of the fear-based or dominance-based, because it's just actually not. It doesn't work. It really doesn't.
No.
It's the same thing as a child. The more positive reinforcement you use with a dog, the better results you're going to get than commands, because they're not people. They don't understand you. So,
and I love the fact that you can point. You should be able to. And I mean, if you really get one with your dog, you should be able to not have to have any kind of verbal.
Oh, no, I don't verbal. My dogs get snaps, and they know exactly what that means.
In your fingers, so you should be able
to
know.
I do snaps, too.
And I do snaps.
She ignores that just as much as she ignores
commands. Well, my dog was a Camp Love a Pet dog, so she was clicker trained. So that's, she responds really well to the clicks.
Mm-hmm.
Elk Killer ignores clicks, commands, woeful looks. She does go when I point. I go, did you leave that there? And she turns around, she looks, and she runs. Did you know that dogs are the only animals that intuitively will do that?
Yeah.
Go towards something that you point.
I find that extremely interesting, because even like monkeys won't do it.
Monkeys don't do it. Nothing else. A dog, though, will intuitively go where you're pointing.
So every Friday morning, we have our Pet of the Week. It's a service that we, and a partnership that we love to be able to contribute with and share with. And Amy comes in. She's such a breath of fresh air. And then she chooses a pet. We don't know what kind, or if it's a cat or a dog
species,
or a rabbit or an owl. But maybe never an owl. But Amy, thank you so much. Again, Haven's hours and how we can adopt our wonderful cane.
So we are open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 5, with the exception of Wednesdays. We stay open till 7. So you kind of do the 9-to-5 grind and can't get away. We are open till 7 on Wednesday, so it'll give you a chance to come by and see some adoptable animals.
Awesome animals.
We are having a awesome volunteer orientation tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Haven. And we always encourage, if people, especially this time of year, your New Year's resolution, you know, to give back or to volunteer time or, you know, whatever it may be. A lot of people make that resolution. Now's a great time. We'll always need more. We could never have too many volunteers helping out. It would just, I mean, and then the volunteers that we do have are family. They all are friends. They all go out to lunch together. Like, it's, they've found so much, you know, joy in each other and in what they do that it's just we want more people to join.
Kindred, you can find
it is like kindred spirits,
friends that can are like-minded.
Yep, exactly. So, yeah, come on down to the orientation, and that's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Haven.
Thank you so much, Amy.
Really,
thank
you guys.
Appreciate you. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Hey, have this a good one.
Thank you. This portion of the show has been brought to you by
our friends over at Sleep Number.
Oh yeah,
Sleep Number. You know, with the new year. You should promise yourself. You know, if you don't do anything else, you know, everybody makes these resolutions. Oh, I'm going to run 3 miles every day. I'm going to lift 100 pounds of weights. I'm going to do a swim. I'm going to do this. After a week or two or a month or maybe even 4 months, it kind of starts getting slow. The one thing you can give yourself that's every day and you don't really have to work at it is if you give yourself a Sleep Number bed. Get yourself a Sleep Number bed, and every night you're going to go, oh, man, I'm keeping this resolution.
It's the gift of giving to yourself, and if you're sleeping with your spouse or your partner, that you know that you have your dual side. So my Sleep Number setting is 45, but the beauty of it is that I can change it any time I want, and it doesn't affect Carl's side. So it's nice to know that when you hit the sack, that you're going to be, you know, sleeping, and that's why we recommend a Sleep Number.
Yeah, the one resolution you should make is I want to get 8 hours of sleep a night. And if you do that, your whole day gets better. Your whole life will probably get better. And what about your kids? They need more sleep than that. And right now, if you head on down to the Target Shopping Center over to the Sleep Number store, you can get the best bet for couples at the lowest prices of the season. Come in now and save $400 to $700 in the most popular Sleep Number mattresses down there. Sleep Number lets you choose your ideal comfort. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages. It's like 17 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's 55 degrees. It's going to go all the way up to 59 today. So we got like 4 more degrees, and I think it's going to start clearing off a little bit. We'll be right back.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Black Bear Diner was started by a couple of hungry guys with a big dream. That dream? Good old-fashioned family food with great service. Like the classic Volcano Breakfast. Secret recipes, sweet cream pancakes, hickory-smoked bacon, sausage, and fresh cracked eggs. Mmm. Served day or night at over 100 Black Bear Diner locations. Feeding all you hungry bears out there makes us so proud.
Here's your breakfast for dinner. No more coffee?
Thanks, Rosie. I'm sorry. Pancakes at sunset make me a little emotional.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Rolling Stones. Welcome back, everybody. It's 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock here in KCNR 1460 land with Carl and the Bob. 55 degrees going up to 59 today. Weather report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. You know, you got those little chips in your windshield and it's getting cold and it's going to be getting cold here. Gets a little water in there and it freezes. Crack.
Ooh.
There you go. Now you got like a 6-foot crack in your windshield. Try and fix that. You can't. So get those little chips fixed by Crackmaster Windshield Repair or cracks up to 2.5 feet in length. Nobody does this kind of work except Jeff Wurst, a veteran who owns Crackmaster Windshield Repair.
Okay, here's what happens at the break.
3208 South Market Street, or give him a call at 241-8373.
He's the best. Okay, here's what happens at the break. I'm sorry I got in there. I thought you paused, and I was this is what happened.
This is what I do.
This
I always give the name.
Thing.
I talk about it, and then I say how you can find them.
So what happens at the
break?
Been
like that for 9 years.
Well, I'm going to be who I am. So get over it.
New year. New year.
So at the break, Amy leaves, and our guest that's coming on at 7:30, somebody, a new business we're very looking forward to share with you. And so a gal named Laura, who owns the business, comes in and goes, is Amy? Did I miss Amy? And I thought, this is how small this town is. Oh, I work with Amy. So I run out. I go, okay, she's down. Let's go find her. So she's parked in front of me. Now, we're parking in front of the studio. And there's a guy in the yellow, bright yellow coat who's emptying out the meters. And I said, are you collecting right now? And he said, I'm just collecting. And he comes walking to me. This is what's nice about a small town. You know, when you're like in Sacramento, most of those people, I hate to say that, maybe they're just so callous. They're kind of snotty.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just have to be. But here we've had, actually in the front of our offices here before, we've had somebody go, okay, I'm sorry. You know, I can't remember what. Remember that, Carl, where somebody said, okay, you know what, I'm not going to give that ticket.
What he did was, and they ran out, and they said, you know what, I just put in, and he had already started writing, and he goes, yeah, that's okay, and he rips it up.
Oh, Gordon had his baby with him, his new baby
was
adopted.
Oh, that's what it
was.
Gordo,
yeah.
Gordo and Debbie had the baby with them and said, oh, guys, we just came in to show him the baby, and he goes, oh, that's a cute baby, and he rips up the ticket. You know.
So that's what's really, really cool.
On the other hand, they hit you with those $27 tickets.
Is that how much it costs?
$27.
So you better have your coinage.
Coinage. Starts at 9.
Yeah,
okay.
Starts at 9.
Hey, I got some things for millennials. Here's some rules for millennials. Are you ready? I guess you could use these rules for any young people. Or maybe any. You know what? It could be any age, including Jared. Okay, I already said the one about don't get in your dog if you're too young. The other one is get your face out of the iPhone and your iPad. Look around. You look around. I've seen people that were in the most beautiful country. We were on a train through Alaska looking into the most beautiful countryside. And I looked around and some people were on their iPads. And I'm thinking, do you see this every day? I mean, this train just goes up and then comes back down. And it's not like it goes all the way through. So it's kind of like, wow. Anyway, get your nose out of it. Okay, here are the other ones.
What are we talking about
perfect.
Here?
These are just suggestions for, this says millennials, but I'm saying this is for everybody. Perfect your poker face.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. We call it military bearing in the Marine Corps.
You should take a lesson from
Carl. That's where somebody can come up and pee on your leg, and and your expression does not change, and you just go,
No, I know it's killer eyes, so I go, take a lesson from Carl. Am I happy, or am I going to kill you?
Stop. Yeah, well, stop saying like.
Oh my God, I'm guilty.
Don't chew gum work or on a date.
I am so big about gum chewing. It drives me crazy when people are chewing gum. Oh my God, it was not directed towards you. Anybody's
Jared,
in the room?
Do you have gum in your mouth?
Nope.
I didn't think
Anyway, no, but I mean,
you can never tell.
You know what?
That beard does. He covers it up.
Our former president. Former president would chew gum, and
he did.
You could see when he was talking, the blue, whatever it was. And I know that he's a smoker, so there's part of the reason. And you know, there's some studies that talk about chewing gum helps you with anxiety. But one of the things that I have to add is that we went to a friend's wedding, or their son's wedding, or daughter's wedding.
I remember that.
And the pictures, it was just you can't take it back. While the video is going from the wedding, the maid of honor and her attendants were chewing gum like cows in the field chewing curd. I'm sorry. You couldn't even stop. You couldn't look at the bride because all you saw were these women.
She wasn't chewing, by the way.
She wasn't. But I was like,
And so then everybody was looking at them chewing gum. Anyway, okay, don't chew gum at work, on a date, or at a wedding. Sit up straight and focus on your posture. Okay, Jared. All right? Take care of your health, mind, body, and soul, especially your teeth.
You know, posture.
Go down and see Dr. Farrell.
Posture is so important. I want to go back to that. I feel, if your first impression when you see somebody, and it happens a lot with people in the computer world that have maybe grown up on computers and maybe they don't work out, is their shoulders are slumped. And it's when you walk through a door and you see somebody, it's like a body image. Like, where is your, there's a thing about a conscientiousness is what you're talking about, that these are the things I think that have slid. Because in the Greatest Generation, that everybody served, there was more attention at how you were trained at school.
Are you back on posture?
Yes,
again?
The whole thing is on posture.
Okay, well, take care of your health, mind, body, and soul.
I think that has a lot to do with posture.
Okay, but it also means is take care of yourself. Take care, make sure your soul's feeling good, that your body's good, your mind is good. Stick up for others, even if they don't know it. You know, and that's cool, because you'll hear people will just trash other people. And, you say, well, that's my friend, and, he is not like that.
That's good.
And that's gone both ways. I mean, I know two guys, and they don't like each other, and they don't, they trash talk each other. And, I have not with me. He has not done that with me. That's all I can say. Okay. But you know what? It is. Stick up for others. And look at Facebook and all these other things where people are getting trashed. You know what? If you don't agree with it, just put it in there. Hey, I don't agree with this.
Can I just say that? When you've been bullied, which I had a couple times in junior high and in high school, and I always hated cliques. And even though you saw your granddaughter even like what? You were a cheerleader? I'm like, wait a minute. You can't judge everybody because of what they do. That's like saying you're in drama, you're a singer.
You're a gold digger.
So I tried to try to tell her that, not all cheerleaders anyway. So I hung out with the geeks. But my point is that I hate cliques. And when girls or boys get together and they start to trash talk, you want to be the one that says, well, you know what? I've never had that experience. They've always been nice to me. And then that'll neutralize. It'll neutralize that
stick
ugly.
Stick up for others.
Yes.
All right. I'm
bottom line,
that.
Colonel. Go ahead.
The reason I'm saying that is because I have a minute before we bring in our new guest.
Okay.
Be kind. Spread happiness, not hate. Get off the Twitter trolls.
Mm.
Be kind. Spread happiness, not hate. Read the news every day. You know what? You know how important that is? Jared. Do you know how important that is? Because I know you read. You read it.
I'm a news junkie.
You're a news junkie. But how many people that you know of your age group or younger don't read the paper? They don't know what's going on.
A lot of people.
You ask them questions that any fifth grader knows, and 20-year-olds don't know it. I don't know.
Although I do have to add, since you were talking about the Twitter trolls,
yeah.
If you read the news a lot online, stay away from the comments section.
Oh, yeah, that'll just make you crazy. Yeah. Okay, the last thing here for everybody is call your parents. Call your parents a lot. Because, you know, they're not always going to be here. Mine aren't here anymore. Yours are. I love talking to them, and you talk to them every day, and I think that's great. That's the way it should be. You know, I talk to my daughter every week. So, yeah. That's the way it should be.
I like these little, these.
That's from all, this is from Dana Perino, and who used to be
a
press secretary, and she's got, you know, five big ones.
She's on the five. She's on the five. I like her a lot.
It just makes sense, and it's good for anybody. You know, that's not just for millennials. That's just for all of us. But perfect your poker face is my favorite. It's like, don't react to what they just said. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to be back in a minute with Welcome Home.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster Collision. It's been 2 years since Don officially retired. Although his presence is missed, his legacy lives on through Coachmaster's personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job. If you've been in to see us in the last 20 years, then we've already met. I will continue to provide the personal and quality service that the North State has come to expect from Coachmaster. Coachmaster is and will continue to be the leader in advanced technology in the collision repair industry, including laser, 3D frame alignment, and computerized paint matching. After all, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Reading.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The new year is upon us, and it provides us all opportunities for a new beginning. Whether you are a Christian who, for whatever reason, is not currently attending a church, and yet know that there is something missing in your life, or someone who is not a follower of Jesus Christ, yet want to know more about God and why Christians are willing to live and die for their faith, there is a valid and eternal reason, and it's worth the effort to discover. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon. And remember, it's worth the ride.
Oh, Susie Q.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning. It's Friday, the 5th of January. It's 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 55 degrees, going up to 59 today. Load reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. A little rain in our forecast today. And, of course, Cornerstone Community Bank brings us this part of the show. Find out how they are moving local dreams forward by stopping down at their newest branch at 1845 California Street, downtown Reading, right south of Jack's. Cornerstone Community Bank. Hey, we're here with Welcome Home Furnishings, which is a brand new business that Linda found.
Well, I have to just share the story because I love it. This is what I love about this community. I was going to Cary Animal Hospital to drop off a little something, and then I saw up on 20 Hilltop Drive. That's up there. You know, we've talked about Cary Animal Hospital, where the car wash is behind Bartels, in that area. It's at the top of Hilltop and Lake, in the ish. So anyway, I see there's some furniture outside, and it says Welcome Home Furnishings, and I walk in and I'm looking around because I love consignment stores. Love consignment stores. And I wander through, and there's a gal over there, and I go, is this new and used? I said about a sentence, and she goes, I know that voice. So we ended up becoming fast friends and talking, and of course, your Christmas present came from there.
I saw it.
And it's in the bedroom, and we light it up, and it's a little fire.
It's a fireplace.
Fireplace that, you know, we put under the
electric fireplace.
Yes, underneath the television. But my point is that I got really excited about doing business with these two amazing women that have opened up Welcome Home Furnishings. Laura Barnett and Tia Robertson. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello, Redding.
Redding. So, Laura, how long have you been here in Redding?
In Redding? Mm-hmm. Oh, almost going on 30 years almost.
Okay, and Tia?
89. 20 plus years, okay. Yeah.
So I love the story, talking with Laura first about how Laura had moved here from the Bay Area in 1989 and decided, you know, you raised four daughters. They all went to RSA, and now they're at UPREP. Mm-hmm. So I love how involved you've been in the community and that they're in Girl Scouts and so on and so forth. And that in the store, you have Girl Scout meetings.
Yeah.
So, no, this is really cool. So I just am a very visual person. So I started really hearing about that. And all the time I met Laura, she was talking about my partner, Tia. Well, at first I didn't know, are you married or is that your partner? Because it's okay. Yeah. I didn't want to assume. Then she said, and my husband, Dave, is a wonderful musician. And by the way, the commercial you hear running on KCNR has Dave's music. And I've been in love listening to his CD in my car. Okay. Aww. So that's how it works, right? So, Tia, I meet your husband. They came and I took a couple things out of the studio, had them come and pick up the furnishings. You're both your husbands.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have a couple successful businesses that you've been doing. Can you share with us your other businesses?
Well, Kevin and I started a landscaping business years ago when we first came into Redding in 1993. So that is Evergreen Landscape Maintenance. So we currently service yards on a weekly basis for about 200-plus customers in the Redding area for the last almost 25 years.
And so the two of you met while you were, is it YMCA? Did you say you were doing YMCA, your kids?
Yep.
And so you got on very well together, which is a British term. We get on very well. And, I mean, here we are. Your store's only been open 8 months. So in our economy, two women coming together with dreams. You know, you've got the kids that have, you know, are going through high school and you're getting them out of the nest. And working very diligently at making sure that they're good kids. I mean, I've had talked with you long enough to know that I really love the integrity level of your store.
Thank you.
And I'm sure how you conduct your, you know, as moms and community members. So that's why I really want to encourage everybody to go up to your consignment store and do business at Shop Local, Stay Local. Here are two women who decided, why? How did you get into consignment? Why? Who do we start with? Tia? Laura, you want to go first?
Laura?
Well, we had talked about it a few years back because, you know, I love to rearrange furniture in my home. Tia loves to collect furniture.
Yeah.
Ended up with kind of a garage full, and we just had visions of, you know, redoing things, repainting things. We're total DIYers. And so, I don't know, it just seemed like a really good economic climate, you know, about last November or so. And Tia says, hey, it's now or never. Let's do it.
That's amazing. Yeah. I know. So, okay, so Tia, who was the one that said, do you want to start now?
Well, I think for us, we've always talked about and dreamt about it. We've always worked other jobs just to, you know, help in with the income. So finally, we're at the point in our lives where, hey, it's time to do something for us. And so with the fact that we're artistic and we love furniture, I told Laura, I said, we got to make our own opportunities and kind of jump in right now and take the opportunities as, you know, the businesses are starting to come back. Again, the economy is doing good, so we'll go ahead and jump on that bandwagon. And, of course, just, you know, to be able to work as hard as we can and make, you know, our own opportunities instead of having or waiting for someone else.
Now, before we take a break, we have about 5 minutes before we go into a take a break, and then we go into our next segment. And we're going to bounce around here, and I hope you guys just, you know, as we're hanging out, we're having our coffee chat, and that's what I love about, you know, not following verbatim, you know, stuff, because we'll get to everything. Do you care to share, Tia, about how you came to America and that story of persistence, ambition, and what it is to be, how proud it is to be an American?
I guess for me, being a refugee in 1975 and fleeing Vietnam with the fall of Saigon, you know, I was very young, and from a family of seven, my parents just, you know, tried to learn English, tried to get work and support a family. My dad had decided to go back to school, and so it took him 10 years to redo everything. And when he finally decided to come back to San Jose, California, to start his business, that's when we ended up back out in, you know, we always dreamt to be on the West Coast, but was on the East Coast for quite some time just because of the programs and the school opportunities for him. But once we came to San Jose, I was a junior in high school and grew up there. And, of course, with my dad and my parents being self-employed, I think it was natural for me to think that self-employment was my route, too. And so I helped my husband build the landscaping business, and then we ended up 10 years ago started a small engine shop on Airport Road called Garden Equipped. And so we sell mowers, blowers, and trimmers and saws. So if people need any equipment repaired or purchased, we're also over there servicing those needs. And then more recently, with Laura coming into the picture of, hey, what should we do? I said, again, self-employment, make our own opportunities. So we're venturing on this. Of course, this is something I love to do. And so that was easy for me to say, let's do it. And we'll see what happens there.
Where did your family, when you came into the United States, where did you all go come in through? California?
No, actually, California, the list for California was long and huge, you know, and so it would have been months for us while we were sitting in Guam to get sponsored here. So the first place on the list was Reading, Pennsylvania. So what's ironic
is... And by the way, it's not spelled the same way, but it's pronounced the same way.
Yes, yes, right. Reading, Pennsylvania. And so it's kind of weird that I'm here in Reading, California, as I am.
The reason I ask is because we had a at Camp Pendleton at that time, very large camp for Vietnamese that were coming into our country and waiting their sponsors.
Yes, yes.
And it was very memorable in so many ways. People were coming in and, I mean, leaving everything they'd had, but they felt like their lives would have not been safe, or their lives, you know, they would not have had the freedoms that they would have had in this country.
Well,
and of course, you're right.
You said, Tia, that your family, like, fled on a boat.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. In actuality, at the time, money, the access to money to actually fly out on that last flight out of Saigon, which, of course, there was a movie that was made, and it was actually a story of my mom's cousin, so my aunt, and she was a stewardess for United, and it was actually her story that was that movie. The Last Flight Out of Saigon was that. It was a movie, and you guys could find it. Yeah.
Wow. Ooh, chills. Body chills there.
So, anyhow, we went ahead and came over, and we had to learn everything. You know, we have to learn a new language, see if we could actually do what we know what to do, you know, our work previously. And it was just a matter of, you know, it's survival. We had to figure it out. And, yes, my mom will still say to this day, America saved her.
Oh, yeah. Wow. We love This is the American Dream. And, of course, we are here with the owners of Home.
No,
Welcome Home Furnishings. But I want to say there's a lot of comfort in these two ladies as well that can help you transform any space.
We're going to talk about that when we get back, because it's not just small things. It's rooms. It's houses. It's whatever you need on something like this. We're here with Laura Barnett and Tia Robertson. We'll be right back after these messages. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know, they have been voted best in the North State. And why? Because they are best in the North State. Business over, a quarter of a century. A veteran-owned business. They handle every type of heating and air system. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. These are the people we use. These are the people that we believe in. Alliance Heating and Air. We'll be right back.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Anyway you want it, the way you need it, anyway you want it.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here at KCNR 1460. Carl Linda Bod, good morning. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Hey, by the way, at 8 o'clock, REU Director Dan Bean is going to join us. And there's a lot of things going on with REU, the rates and all this, and he's coming in. It was going to be Congressman Lamoff, and Congressman Lamoff asked to reschedule next Friday. after the opening of Congress, and he has a lot of things to talk about. But we're here with the weather.
But currently 55 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 49 and our lows of 41. That's just a one-day forecast. We'll go into later at the top of the hour. We just can't wait to get into our... And by the way, the weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. But let's get into our business of the week here. Laura Barnett and Tia Robertson, welcome. Home Furnishings, located at 20 Hilltop Drive, next to Care Animal Hospital, up there at the top of Hilltop.
A lot of people are downsizing, either because they are, you know, they're moving in from different places, or they're moving from here. They've had large houses. The kids have moved out. They're moving into some nice, brand-new homes that Jeb Allen's building out there. And so they're downsizing. What kind of help can you give them, I guess maybe even on both sides, downsizing and then in their new homes?
Well, we offer consignment at our store. It's a beautiful showroom, and it's the way that we can help the community. They can bring things in. We're 50-50 on consignment. That way they have marketing. They have people coming to see their items. We have a lot of stories from a lot of people who come in that are downsizing, you know, maybe folks moving into assisted living, moving out of the area, coming into the area. So we do offer consignment in that way. And, you know, not everybody likes to have people come to their home through social marketing.
Right. I'm telling you right now, people are kind of really wigged out about, like, being cased.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes
a lot of people are thinking that now.
That you're, you know, you can't just, you know, put your pictures on Craigslist and or any of the other lists. And this is the way to go when you know that you're going to be support local. And it's, I think it's the way to go. So there you go.
So
go ahead.
Okay. The can I come into your store and say, I've got this, I really don't know what to do in these rooms. You know, I've got an extra room here. Can you fix it for me?
Sure. We'd love to help you design things. And you can get a good idea when you come into the store. You can see all the different little vignettes we have. And we have all kinds of furniture because... People, the consignment aspect is really a lot of fun because we get in things that we would never even, you know, see anywhere else. Also, we repaint, refurbish, recycle, upcycle all different types of furniture, especially if it's solid wood. You know, we can do all kinds of fun new stuff with it.
Well, that's one of the things I liked. I'm looking at the, you know, they have a handout for us, which is very helpful to us when you have a new business. I mean, you may know it, but they have specifics. And I'm looking at the back of it, and it says exclusion of punitive damages related to a certified act of terrorism. And it's been marked off. And I look up, and Tia goes, we recycle everything. She's like, we're a refugee.
Paper.
You know, the paper. We're going to recycle everything. And I'm like, that is so cool because, you know, I mean, I like that in a business. That means Tia's over there like a little – little cheeks are blush.
I'm a little embarrassed.
Don't be, because I tell you why. This is the kind of thing is, because it reminded me, because you'll refurbish things, you'll restain things, you'll give them a new look. And then also, you'll, you know, if somebody puts something there in consignment and it doesn't sell, y'all might even consider taking it off their hands.
Right.
After whatever period of time it is.
Right. Yeah.
Because you know that the stuff you have is going to sell. Now, a lot of people come in looking, like Linda, come in looking for that right piece of furniture.
Yeah, there's some people that walk right in and they know exactly what they're looking for, and we aren't of much help there, you know, other than to point out a few things that might be back in the project area. But some people come in and they're just looking for ideas, you know, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, we sat down in front of, we started talking, and you and I, and that's the beautiful thing too. I've been there a couple times. And you have brought out, like, the sweets and, like, let's have a conversation. I'm like, whoa. So you have that welcome home furnishings. I mean, that's just in your nature, that welcoming thing. But we sat in front of the fireplace, that little electric fireplace, and I looked over there.
Not that little.
And I said, no, it fits perfectly underneath. You know, I've just wanted one of those for the bedroom. It's just great. It's ambient lighting.
Okay, now
it's cool.
It comes out. All right. Now, you all knew this the whole time. She said, oh, I'm going to buy it for Carl. You know, Carl? Yeah. And I come home, and there she is. She's like, did you see your new fireplace? And then she's, like, draped over it. And I'm like, I said, yeah, my new fireplace. I said, yeah, I've always wanted one.
Aww, it's very cool. Hey,
there's one of our listeners said, the guest on your show now is what we like so much about your show. You learn so much about Reading and the people
sweet.
In Reading.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because you all are coming off as very nice people, which is mm-hmm. what you are. You're here at Welcome Home Furnishings. You're up there on Hilltop. You're open, seven days a week?
Every
week. Wow, yeah. You guys are going
for
it.
How do you do it? Like, are you Monday through Thursday, or do you just call it? Do you want to go in today? How does that work?
Well, we have nice husbands, for one thing.
Well, yeah, because they came up and did the pickup.
Yeah.
You provide pickup and or delivery, depending on where it is, on the item and locations. But they came in here and picked up the, because we have stuff that we've put in there, because, you know, with the new remodeling of the studios and all that. So we needed more room. Oh, okay. Wow.
Yep. Our husbands are involved. Laura's husband, Dave, will help with some of the shifts in the store. Because, yes, 7 days a week is a lot of hours to be committed to. And then, of course, Kevin and Dave will help with our pickup and delivery. Sometimes when they're busy, of course, we have to muscle up and do it also with what vehicle we've got. And then, of course, our girls are in to help us, too. It could be reworking a showroom or painting a piece of furniture here or there or cleaning. Or social media.
Social media,
because we don't have time to, or sometimes we've got the hiccup
They're
there.
They're good at that.
You know?
I have a question here. Would you all take sets of crystal wine glasses from 1963, all in perfect condition, as something to sell out there? Or is that something?
Well, actually, that's not really our forte.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of glassware. We do have a lot of furnishings and decorations and things like that, but we've tried to kind of stay away from collecting too many glassware and dishes and that sort of thing just yet.
Because
we just don't have the spots for it. We filled up really fast. Within 8 months, I mean, we have moved a lot of stuff in and out of the store, and I mean, it's terrific.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
so sorry, Sonny.
Yeah, we have a loyal listener. She's just a doll, and I would say, I'll buy it.
Sun gold, sun gold,
and girls have no more glassware.
She would. And I almost,
Sunny, I'd love to throw dinner parties.
I was afraid to even mention that because I'm sitting there thinking to myself, oh no, oh no. We've got more crystal wine glass.
No, go ahead.
I bet
they're beautiful.
No, in phase three,
absolutely.
You know, when we open, when we expand.
No,
and have a little bistro on the back patio because we have a great view of Mount Shasta.
Oh, you do have a beautiful view back there, and I'm loving that. Now that we know where you are, I look over there, and that's so cool. That's great advertising for yourself to be with your stuff outside there on Lake.
Yeah.
Have you had greeters come yet? Okay, we got to get greeters to come to here. Yeah.
Okay. I think we've covered most everything. Everybody's working. Everybody's helping. Everybody's there. You've been there. You're open. You're open 7 days a week from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 11 to 5 on Sunday. You do pick up and or delivery, depending on what it is. I mean, if it's like 8,000 pounds, no.
Yeah.
You love your business. As it, you can tell, you guys are local guys.
Yeah.
Girls, I should say. And you know what? We had such a great experience with you. That's why Linda wanted to have you all in.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I appreciate when we had a handshake deal.
Mm-hmm.
And you know how we are very committed to that your word is your bond. So you did that. You followed through. You were there on time. You delivered. We want to advertise. We want to tell everybody about you because we believe in sharing the people that we've had business with and talking about them to our community. So thank you so much for having great integrity and being part of the Reading community spirit.
We love our community, and we appreciate everything.
Yeah.
Okay, Laura Barnett and Tia Robertson from Welcome Home Furnishings, located at 20 Hilltop Drive between REMAX and the Care Veterinary Clinic. That's all the way at the end. Up there by the car wash and behind Bartell's Giant Burgers. So they're right there. And, you know, we've watched other businesses walk in and come in through there. But you all have got a new, you all have a new spirit. That's really good to see.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We love our community and we appreciate both of you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the support. All right.
How much time we got there, buddy? Got 1 minute. Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends down at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Our firearms dealer of choice. That's right. Not only great customer service, professional knowledge is one of the huge things that always attracts me. People that have just begun shooting, novice shooters, should go on in there and talk to the customer service. They welcome those who are just starting into the sport of shooting. You're never going to be talked down at Bastiani's. Talked down to at Bastiani's. With the people they have there. And they've had the same people there for, gosh, since they've opened up 9 years ago, Bastiani Arms. Gunsmithing, classes on concealed carry, hunter safety, they have it all. Bastiani Arms, open Tuesday through Saturday, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding, California. We'll be right back with Dan Bean, REU Director.
The news is brought to you on KCNR, Shasta, Redding, by Tobacco and Brew. Come see their newly remodeled store at 2143 Hilltop Drive in Redding. Tobacco and Brew, open 7 days a week.
Council holds an emergency meeting later today to discuss the ongoing unrest in Iran. Correspondent John Gambrell says at this point it's hard to know for sure exactly what's going on in the Islamic Republic.
Social media is what a lot of journalists use to try to understand what's happening. Without that, it's unclear to journalists and analysts and other people looking at the protest to understand if the protests have died off, if they're still continuing, but the demonstrators aren't able to access the Internet to post their images, or what's happening.
The demonstrations began December 28th, quickly spread across the country. From Florida to Maine, it's cold outside.
Temperatures early today were already in the 20s and 30s across northern Florida. Some of the coastal locations like Miami down in the 40s, so pretty cold for those locations. We do have freeze warnings for much of the state of Florida, in fact, especially the north and central parts of the state.
National Weather Service meteorologist Patrick Burke says cold weather will hang on right through the weekend. With America's employers adding 148,000 jobs last month.
The Labor Department says the unemployment rate remained at 4.1% for a third straight month. Employers added nearly 2.1 million jobs last year, enough to lower the unemployment rate from 4.7 a year ago. Meanwhile, average job gains have slowed to 171,000 this year from a peak of 250,000 in 2014. That typically happens when unemployment falls to ultra-low levels and fewer people are available to be hired.
Correspondent Jeremy House, Wall Street stocks moving deeper into record territory this morning. Right now, the Dow is up about 63 points at 25,139, the NASDAQ 40 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Are you a responsible person who finds yourself growing deeper and deeper in credit card debt and you're not sure how to fix the problem? Then get ready for a toll-free number that will put you on a path to financial recovery. Trinity Debt Management is a nonprofit organization that will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment. Put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges and reduce your interest rates by as much as 60%. You'll save thousands and become debt-free for keeps. It's not a loan. It's a smart way to relieve your stress, meet your obligations, and preserve your self-respect. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
The British town of Windsor trying to figure out what to do with homeless people before the royal wedding this spring.
A political storm is brewing ahead of Prince Harry's and Meghan Markle's May 19 wedding over whether to crack down on homeless people and beggars in the well-to-do English town of Windsor. Homeless charities have reacted angrily to a local official's call for police to clear the streets so the town makes a favourable impression on visitors drawn to see what they can of the royals. The charities say the homeless are not living on the town streets by choice, while the official says beggars and others are creating a hostile atmosphere in Windsor. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The British Auto Industry Association says car sales in the country dropped in 2017 for the first time in 6 years and are set to fall further this year, largely because of subdued economic growth in the UK. News and analysis at townhall.com. getting back to normal after the tragedy in Las Vegas.
The "What happens here stays here" slogan is back by popular demand for Las Vegas. 3 months after the slogan was paused following the mass shooting outside the Mandalay Bay Hotel Casino, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority has revived its 15-year-old slogan. A new ad running online and on several TV networks shows some of the iconic casinos of Las Vegas as part of a time travel storyline. Networks airing the ad include Travel Channel, Food Network, and U.S. Microasia.
The Trump administration wants to vastly expand offshore energy exploration in U.S. coastal areas. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke saying responsible development of offshore energy resources would boost jobs and economic security, while also providing billions of dollars to fund conservation efforts along coastal areas. Once again on Wall Street, the Dow up 68 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading, right in the center of downtown Reading with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. About 5.5 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, the news is always brought to you by Tobacco & Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week, newly remodeled, same great customer service, and, of course, the finest walk-in humidor in Northern California. There. Let's go to the phones. Susan Eastman, our Wells Fargo advisor.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Your averages are positive this morning, the fourth straight day since the start of 2018. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 69 points at 25,143. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 2,729. And the NASDAQ Composite advancing 39 points at 7,117. Three most actively traded stocks on the big board, GE, positive 4 cents, trading at 1856. Bank of America down 2 pennies at $30.17 per share. Rite Aid up 2 pennies at $2.10. For local stocks of interest, FedEx down 3 pennies at $264.85. PepsiCo, that's a tough one. PepsiCo up 42 cents at $118.75. Verizon down 16 cents, trading at $52.44. In the bond department, the 10-year Treasury note is priced yield 2.45%. And over to commodities, gold is down $4.55 an ounce at $1,318. Silver down 7 cents at 17 and a quarter, and crude oil off 58 cents, trading at $61 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Susan, before you get away, this...
Hi.
Are you still there?
Yes.
Hey, this explosion in the stock market, over 25,000, I mean, this, how much has it grown in the last 8 months?
Oh, my gosh. I don't have the percentage in my head, but it is, remains positive year to date. And it's due to the tax reform and pending positive about corporations putting more money into the system. And then on the heels of that is the infrastructure plan that we're waiting for. And money keeps flowing in. So
I tell you what, when they talk about this infrastructure, when that thing gets going, I mean, this is, you know, we're going to be down to see you very quickly. So that
okay.
you can make us fabulous.
We'll be cautious.
Fabulously
be
well.
Careful.
Okay. We'll be fabulously wealthy, though, in a year and a half. Okay.
Okay.
Thank
happy
you.
Day. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. That was Susan Eastman. Susan Eastman is located over at 2705 Park Marina Drive. She's the first vice president of their investment advisors over there at Wells Fargo Advisors, and her phone number is 243-7561. What a super person she is.
Did she say woohoo?
Oh gosh, she goes,
the
you know what?
The market's like 25,000.
And it's going to, and she says,
or is it up today?
Well, it's over. It's up again.
History.
But it's with the tax, with the new, you know, with the new tax law, with people bringing, you know, with the more money keeps flowing in, the unemployment rate's dropping, more people being hired, more things are being bought. I mean, this thing's for real. Anyway, speaking of things that are for real, we have Mr. Daniel Bean, who is the REU director.
He's laughing.
Good morning, buddy.
Good morning. I did walk in straight, and I spit my gum out before I came
oh,
in.
Oh, good. I'm glad you listened to that.
Understand. Sit up
millennial
straight on your,
man.
Yeah, sit up straight on your chair there. Linda will be right all over you. Hey, and that's funny because Jared did get up and go.
He did.
But I can never tell when Jared's chewing gum because he's got a beard on.
Got a beard. And
unless it's stuck in the corner of the beard.
Yeah.
You know, you guys have come out with some, you know, really good news, and I don't think people really even know about it still. I mean, it came out kind of like at the end of the year. It's kind of like this little blurb, like, you know, people complaining about this or that about electricity. And you all come out and say, well, you know, we've talked to you and we've listened, and this is what we've done.
Yeah, we've had quite a few changes going on. And really, a lot of these changes started in 2015 when Barry Tiffin was director.
Uh-huh.
He started us off on a reorganization and part of our strategic plan. And that has had huge benefits for our customers. By we're just more efficient organization. We're working better together. We're working more as a team. We're trying to be more innovative. We're listening. And so we've had a lot of dialogue with various groups. And so we've been trying to figure out, you know, what can we do? How do we stay, keep our rates low in this crazy California environment?
In front of this tidal wave of California.
Yeah.
I mean, how it must be extremely, extremely challenging.
Yeah.
Just waiting to see what else California is. Because I just heard a bill was introduced that by 2040, there will be no carbon-based automobiles on the road.
That's correct. That's what they're shooting for.
2040. Now, you think about that. Now, that's going to be, you know, I mean, I'll be like 2040. Let me see. Okay, I may be a little bit older.
Don't add it up.
Yeah, I'm not going to add it up because, you know, who knows where I'll be. But, I mean, all carbon-based vehicles are off the roads in California.
Right. And for Redding Electric, we have to be ready to serve all that load. You basically be converting. Instead of paying at the pump, you'll be paying, you know, an electric bill to run your car.
That's right. And by the way, speaking of paying at the pump, Oregon just opened up this thing where people can pump their own gas. Have you seen the fiasco?
Oh, I heard about it on the news this morning.
People were putting diesel into their...
Oh, they had no idea. Like, have you ever been any place?
In Oregon, they never pump their own gas.
Wow.
So this one guy, he had the diesel nozzle stuck into his car. It's not a diesel car. This other lady is standing back and shooting it from,
God.
And another one, they had a fire in a sports car. The sports car was on fire around the thing, and it's like, oh, my gosh.
They actually, on the news, had, this is how to pump your gas. Park your car. Number one, park your car.
Turn off the engine.
Number two, number three, exit your car. Number four, stand back from your car. Number five, see the three nozzles. Number six, what number are you? That's when they're going, I'm an 87, 89, or what am I?
Okay, you know what, but speaking about that, that is a big thing. We're talking about gasoline, but I also just said they just had a cannonball run for Tesla. They went across the country in 50 hours.
Ooh.
And they were running at 120-plus speeds. They had, guys in front. They had airplanes running back and forth, but they spent $145 for electricity.
Yeah, with our current rates, I believe the equivalent, if you took a gallon of gas, it'd be like $1.08 or something like that.
Oh, well, they were talking about, they left from California and they ended up over in New Jersey or someplace. But I think that's what they said, $158 worth of electricity. Okay. But that's just one of the things you all have to plan for. But let's go. I tell you, let's take a quick break before we get started on this. This portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, our jewelry store of choice, because they are the only full-service jewelry store in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 5 days a week, 9:30 to 4. They have just outstanding service. They have it all. They have a watch repairman. They've got estate jewelry. They have brand-new jewelry. They can design it and build it there at Four Winds Jewelry. Again, 2225 Hilltop Drive. We'll be right back with Dan Bean.
Yeah. next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Home of the friendly oil change.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name.
I'm Jeff Fink, president and CEO of Cornerstone Community Bank, and I invite you to stop by our new downtown Reading branch located at 1845 California Street, one block south of Jack's Grill, or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Our team is ready to spoil you with personalized service.
Cornerstone Community Bank, we invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Oh, no, we're gonna rock down to electric.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to... Ooh. Love this song. You know, there's certain things that take you to a time. Yeah, KCNR 1460, currently 55 degrees. It's going to be 59 today with our lows of 41. This portion of the show is brought to you by Home Helper, Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. Go to ReadingHomeHelpers.org. She will be doing the Health Expo this weekend. Also started a brand new show here on Wednesdays at 9 o'clock. We moved Laura Ingram aside just for an hour because we think it's important. Sharon really brings important information, and her show, new show, is called Generations. And she has so much information after owning Home Helpers. It's not just for the elderly. It's for anybody who needs in-care home and home care of any kind. You could have just brought home a baby or, you know, had a something broken or, you know, emergency surgery or something like that. And you're going to get bonded people that are going to come in that are going to help you. And it's really great information in her guests. Home Helpers, located on Larkspur Lane. In Reading.
We're here with Dan Beans, who is the director of REU. And during the break, we just found out about all types of things. You know, I mean, last time he was on, it was just me. And, you know, I kind of got the thumbnail sketch. But now we find out that this, you know, this man is a local, and you know, born and raised in Weaverville. His whole family's in Weaverville.
Yep.
Lives in Weaverville. Makes that trip every day.
Been doing it for 23 At least 23 years.
Buckhorn. 23 years.
So
he's a pilot. He's an artist. He's all these things. I mean, all the stuff you find out during a break here. And then, you know, I mean, that's...
Knows how to work with his hands.
You've got a degree.
I'm a college dropout.
College dropout.
But went back.
But dropped back in.
Shasta College is amazing.
It is amazing.
That's so
it
cool.
It is amazing.
Don't ever... Yeah.
They have a show here every month, and there's a reason for that.
Yeah.
No. They offer a lot.
They do.
Not only that, but you have a degree in physics engineering?
Yes.
I didn't know there was such a thing, but...
Yeah, it's a little weird, but it was just the only engineering degree that they had at the school my current wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, wanted to go to, so I followed her down there. And
the things we do.
Yes,
it was worth it, though, right?
Absolutely.
How long have you been married?
26 years.
Well, must have been a great major then, or a good school.
So where did you follow her down to get that degree?
Point Loma College in San Diego.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's a nice place to be anyway.
Yep.
I'm surprised you just finished school there. I mean, it's hard to go to school at Point Loma.
Well, the first time I went, I dropped out after a quarter at the school I started at. My brother was down there. But culture shock and had never taken calculus in high school, and it just blew me away.
Right, right.
Well, you know what? When they find you, we talked to a young man that was at MIT, one of our graduates from high school. And I said, "What was your biggest surprise?" He says, "They were doing things that I've never even heard of." He said, "You know, and this kid got a scholarship to go to MIT. That's how smart he was. But his first semester, it was like they were doing things I had never even heard of. You know, and he said, "I've been constantly," and you could see it in his eyes. I mean, you almost wish I hadn't asked him because. He goes, "I have to keep up. I have to keep do this and this and this." And I'm like, oh, man, you know.
And you're a mountain boy. You grew up in Weaverville. I mean, you're like, you know, it's I don't mean that any other way except for that. It's a way of life that is you know, hunting and fishing and outdoors and with nature. I mean, Weaverville, there's a special place in Weaverville. It really is. So then all of a sudden you smack yourself down in San Diego and it's like, wah! I can imagine.
Yeah, the beach, I think I went there twice.
Big deal, the beach.
Didn't trust
I got to get
huh?
back to the mountains.
Look at all that water out there. And that's just the top.
You weren't ready. That's okay. But yep. you did get your degree.
And you got the girl. Got
the degree in the girl.
The girl was more important.
There you go. Okay. You know, one of the things we said we want to talk about is there have been a lot of things going on, and RU gets smacked on social media a lot and in the paper and a variety of things. But some announcements came out, and that's one of the reasons I called you. I said, I wonder if people really understand what's going on right now with RU.
Yeah. So for a lot of people, this summer was so hot. There's the impression that we raised rates this summer. We didn't. There were 72 days of over 100 degrees, and so you did use more energy, but your rates didn't go up. And starting September 1, we reduced the Central Valley Improvement to federal energy environmental surcharges on your bill. We reduced that. That's a pass-through to the Bureau of Reclamation to take care of the mm-hmm. fish. And the other thing we eliminated recently is the SB1 solar surcharge that we collect from all customers to subsidize those customers who put solar on. And so we've met our SB1 mandates. And I have the numbers, but we've got 8 or 9 megawatts of rooftop solar that the citizens have paid for or subsidized. And so we've got a good amount of solar, actually.
Well, I understand Jeb Allen out there in his newest project. He's going to have 20 or 30 homes out there that are all set up for solar.
Right.
As part of it. Because we're going there. I mean, we
some interesting facts.
We're going. We're going to go there.
If you were going to try to serve Reading with 100% solar, you would, you know, Reading's approximately 60 square miles.
Yeah.
You'd have at least 11 square miles of solar panels.
It's not going to happen.
It's unlikely. People don't want necessarily to see that sprawl of panels either. And you still have to have battery storage or generator or something else.
You've got to have some kind of backup power.
Right.
Because as people have got solar now, they kicks on in the, you know, as soon as it gets dark or if there's bad weather.
Yep.
Dan, we're under this hammer of having so much by renewable assets. You know, I think a lot of it's it goes up again, what, 2020?
Yeah, 2020 is supposed to be at 33%. And then they're working on passing SB 100, which would make it 100% by 2045, I believe. And so they just keep ramping it. The legislator, they're not physicists, and you know they seem to think this will all happen easily. California's doing pretty well, but it comes at a cost. It does drive rates up eventually.
Well, yeah, because if to do something that's renewable, like solar, I mean, we can say that, but we could have a month of bad weather.
Right.
And so the power's got to come from someplace. And it's not going to come from the solar.
Right. One of the things we're about to embark on is an integrated resource plan, an IRP. Mm-hmm. And that sounds kind of weird, but it's something that the community can be involved in over the next year. We're going to start having public outreach, I believe, end of February. And this will be something the council will vote on next fall. And this will decide or help guide our resource decisions for renewable energy and otherwise for the electric utility. And so as we have those public workshops, we'll talk about what the different cost points are. If people want 100%, you know, solar or whatever, we'll be able to talk about costs and rates and all that. Or, you know, we have a hydro contract currently right now. It expires in 2024. The last time that contract renewed in 2005, that instigated those 6 years of rate increases that everybody hates and only remembers. And we had to do that to correct that for that contract change. Well, now the feds are going to want us to sign a 30-year contract in 2024 or before that. And do we want that? Are they going to keep jacking up the environmental costs on that? Are they going to keep it at market? Is it good for the people? So,
well, what about the fact that it's considered here as a non-renewable? I mean, that's ridiculous.
Well, that's the other thing.
I mean, if we could do that, that would solve all of our problems.
Exactly. If they did count it as SB 100 would have to allow large hydro for us to even sign that contract. Otherwise, if SB 100 is going to pass without that, we couldn't sign a contract to have power that doesn't count. I mean, you'd just be throwing we've it
got, how much of our power comes from hydro?
It used to be well over 50%. Now we're around 30%. And that depends on the rain year.
Okay. And that's right. But what if it goes, we could use 50 to 60% then, if it's, but it's got to have the good rain years.
Right.
So, okay. I'm sorry.
We have some callers, and Jared's writing down. Let's go to line one. DC, do you have a question for our guest?
Yes, I believe this is true. There's really no way you can have 100% renewable because renewables can't transmit themselves over the electric power lines. So you have to have a power from either hydro or gas or oil to transmit that over distances.
That's an interesting question.
You're thinking.
If you have voltage, the voltage will push it. But, you know, the grid stability relies on inertia. And so the spinning generators and other devices that are out there help keep it stable. So if you had a grid that was 100% solar, for instance, or solar and wind, and you didn't have all that inertia, it would be very unstable. You'd have all kinds of...
So what you're saying then is you do have to have some kind of power source.
You need... Well... The solar inverter, you can have a standalone power system, and
right.
That inverter will run the power. It's just on a wider system level, you need that inertia, you need that spinning iron, that mass to keep it stable. Otherwise, little interruptions will cascade through the system.
So is he right then?
It's partially right. I mean, it's the general idea is true. It would make a very unstable grid.
Okay. So, DC, you're right.
I have one more question real quick.
Okay.
What percentage of your overall budget is made in profits by your power traders?
Oh, that's a good question. Made in profits. So, basically, what you're saying, let me try to explain it. We budget, and we assume certain revenue from wholesale sales and retail sales. Every day, depending on the market, we have guys that... We'll make decisions, hey, we should burn our gas and run our generator, or no, we should sell our gas, buy something off the market. And so they optimize our budget. So it really depends. They're constantly making that adjustment real time, hour by hour.
So either we either burn our own or we buy it.
Yeah, they have a whole bunch of a toolbox. We have transmission rights. We can buy it at Oregon border. We can buy it somewhere, you know. Another place.
Do you ever short?
We're not allowed to be short. We have to balance our energy. And with our Western hydro contract, we actually have a 8-megawatt bandwidth that we have to keep hour by hour within that 8 megawatts. And so that's what those traders do 24/7 is they make sure their blocks of energy that are all contracted are matching our load.
Wow.
Thanks a lot, DC.
That's a
Those
job.
Are good
and
questions.
Yeah, great questions.
Things I never even thought about.
Quickly, Ed, if you could do a line two, let's go. We have about a minute left. Ed, question for our guest.
We can last. Hey, Ed, you're on.
Hi, how you doing?
Fine, Ed.
I just heard only in a minute, so I'll try to talk fast.
Oh, no, we got time. We'll stretch it if we have to.
Thank you. Mr. Bean, you two different points you made, electrical vehicle conversion, the fleet is going to be large electric, and then you mentioned in terms of solar, you need storage. And I just want to point out that within a few years, probably every Reading resident is going to have 100 kilowatts of storage in their garage in their cars.
Very good point.
I'm a PG&E customer, just for your information, just about a week ago, I got a survey, and they asked me, would I be interested to buy a $6,000 device that would connect my solar panels, the grid, and any and all electric vehicles in my house? And I said yes, because that would, again, put me in the business of selling electricity to the grid. So I'd just like to know what RU's plans are and your comments on this.
Thank you for your phone call.
Sure.
I agree with you. The electrification of the transportation will be a game changer, and it could provide some of that storage as needed. However... depending on when you want to use your car and when you want to use that energy, may not always coincide. So, but that will be a game changer. And, you know,
so that every home that has electric cars, I think is what you're saying here, is going to also could be a way to store energy,
right,
during the day, and then just, but it'd have to
at
be
night.
All, well, at night you would you, Well, the energy would have to come, though, from solar or something like that, right? I mean, you wouldn't just have an inverter there. Or I guess you could, you know, for your electric car, but there's, and then you're hooked to the power grid.
Right. It depends on if you're trying to make an off-the-grid type system or if you want the convenience of the grid.
Changes, though, right?
Yeah. Tesla makes a Powerwall that you could buy for $3,000, $3,500 put on your wall. But what they don't tell you is you also have to buy an inverter for it. You have to pay an electrician to hook it up. And it doesn't, you're not allowed to cycle it as much. So if you're actually an energy user and you use quite a bit, or even normal use, you may not be able to cycle that thing enough. And if you do the calcs, if you figure a 10-year life on that, you're going to spend about $42 a month forever keeping that Tesla on your wall, that battery. With a car, it'll be different. It'll be more synergy because you're going to have the car anyway. But with RU, you connect to us. Our fixed charge is at 15 still, but we do need to continue to raise the fixed charge and reduce the energy charge to match our costs with our revenue. But it's a much better deal, and we're much more flexible. If you drive away in your car, you can still run your house.
Our guest is Dan Beans from RU, and wow, we're going to take a break here on KTNR 1460. We'll be back with our next half hour here on KTNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Northern Firearms Instruction, the largest privately owned firearms instruction company in California, teaches in over 30 counties. Go to usgunpro.com to see what kind of classes they have. In fact, they have classes tomorrow. I believe they're sold out. Everything in 2017 was sold out, and you may want to start looking at classes this year in concealed carry, tactical rifle, advanced pistol, all these different types of classes that they offer at Northern Firearms Instruction. USGunPro.com is the website, or give them a call at 530-999-1822. Northern Firearms Instruction. We'll be right back with Dan Beans, director of REU.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it, Powerhouse Solar does it all. But not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
I think one great benefit to having a Turtle Bay membership, I love that it's one place we can go to and bring our family, and there's something for everybody. There's activities for our one-year-old to do, and there's also exhibits and things for our six-year-old to do, and it's just a good variety of things for all ages.
We're members of Turtle Bay because I think education is really important, and I think kids need to learn that they can learn out of the classroom and learn in real life, and I think Turtle Bay brings that experience to them as they can see things that they see out and about outside of school and learn something.
Good morning and welcome back to KCNR on this fabulous Friday, 8:35.
And you know where I'm going today, right after the show? I'm
going to
go get
what?
A haircut. I'm going to get a haircut at Cypress Square Barbershop. Why? Because I'm Shaggy. People call me Shaggy. It's from that, you know, what is that? Scooby-Doo and the guy was Shaggy? That's me. I'm Shaggy. I'm going down to get a haircut at the very best place in the world to get a haircut, man's last stronghold.
Jared's
I hope I am
up.
Not in. Hope I'm not taken right away by DC Tim or Logan.
Why?
I hope I can, because I want to catch up on my reading. I want to catch up on my
Field and Stream,
on National Geographic. I want to, you know, Car and Driver. I want to catch up on all that aviation magazines. I want to catch up on all that stuff. So then, when I can sit down, I can come back and I can feel rested when I leave from there. Cypress Square Barbershop, veteran-owned, discounts for seniors and veterans. Best place in the world to get a haircut.
Man's last
stronghold. And we're here with the REU director, Dan Beans. And a lot of people have been asking questions, technical questions, that you just boom, 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 boom. I mean, so you must know what you're doing.
Well, I'm making an attempt.
You're making an attempt.
But we want to revisit something that you discussed.
Something that was said, right.
In the last 10 minutes.
Somebody asked a question about, you know, energy traders, selling short, doing these things. You've got guys that sell energy, sell and buy energy.
Correct.
By the hour.
Yep.
By the minute, maybe.
By the hour.
By the hour.
There's more markets and imbalance markets and things that are coming up. But once you get down to like 5 minutes, you got to be computerized in that market. You can't just.
So they've got to make the decisions on whether to buy or sell, whether we use our own or we sell that. And any money they make,
it improves our budget. So we have a budget that's based on conservative numbers, which includes what are our gas contracts for, what is the efficiency of our plant. And so we have that built into the rates. And so as time goes on, if the market goes low and we're able to do some transactions and make to save money, basically, that extra money goes back into our reserves.
Do we ever lose money at this?
Is it back and forth? So we will never lose below our budget. So
okay.
We have our budget, and then that's our baseline. And then we just
you'll never believe. Okay, so we'll never.
Then? What happens then if you you can't dip below? But I mean, if the market goes in a way, how do you stabilize that?
We have a lot of tools to deal with. You know, depending on what the gas situation and the energy market's doing. We actually have gas storage where we can pump gas into the ground and bring it up the next day or next month.
This is a constantly moving target.
Yeah.
I mean, this is
there are times when
you've got guys who are making millions of dollars and losing millions of dollars in a day.
there's big money in it. I mean, our whole overall annual budget is only $140 million, but transactions there, it's a big deal. These guys have to be. Sometimes they're kind of like bankers in a way. They have to really understand the financial and the energy side of it.
Sure.
Increments.
Yeah.
Increments. So my question is that, you know, these guys that are trading hourly, they're called
system operators for energy, but we also call them energy traders. So they're actually, and I'm probably butchering this, I'd have to look at the job specs, but there's a handful, it's really a small handful of guys. That's all they do is they run that real-time desk. They do the day-ahead planning and trading.
They don't work for REU, though.
Yes, they do.
I mean, right here?
They work down at the power plant.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, really?
Yeah. At the power plant?
Yeah, that's where our control center is.
And that's an airport, the building is? Where is that? I'm sorry. Just give me a visual.
It's hidden away.
It's
for security purposes.
Oh, it's underground in the vault.
No, it's Clear Creek Road is where our park
is. Okay, no, I'm just curious about that. You know, of course, I'm so gullible, really.
Dan told a joke there.
He did. Hey, there was a comment that I want to share with our listeners that came from, let's see, when you were from A News Cafe. Of course, we love Donnie Greenberg. Boy, did she put out a great article yesterday. Anyway. This was something about when they announced you were actually given the position in October of 2017. And one of the responses from a guy, well, I would think it was a guy, but, you know, could be. Anyway, I want to praise Mr. Beans for the positive response to the removal of a 20-year-old crepe myrtle bush. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. I didn't know he said something about it. But
it was blocking an electric access box. He replaced the bush with a tree that is not in the way of the box. This is the kind of leader we need here. One who, after investigating, helps the people. God bless you, Mr. Beans.
Over a bush. That's cool, though.
Well, you are a community utility. And that's a lot of times in some of the negative comments, you don't see that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, we're your neighbors. We're your friends. We grew up here. We want the community to be great. We're here to improve the community. And we're public servants. So, you know, if we've harmed you, if we've done something, we want to make it right. So,
Dan, y'all have dropped your we've also, the rates have gone down. Besides cutting back on the charges, you know, and the connection fees and all this stuff. Not connection fees, but the other ones, the pass-throughs. Mm-hmm. The rates have gone down, too.
What we did is we eliminated the rate increase that was supposed to happen in February.
So it didn't. Okay.
Yeah, budget-wise, it was supposed to happen.
Okay, but yeah. So we're at the same level we were several years ago.
With the reduction of the federal environmental surcharge and the removal of SB1 solar mm-hmm. surcharge, we're at or below 2014 levels, ignoring inflation.
Ignoring inflation. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what's great about a local.
But see, so people should be very happy about that.
Yes, because you can. Because you can.
Right.
I like that. That's why we own our own radio station, because we can.
Yeah, there's a couple of things last time. I don't want you to let me off the hook.
Okay.
You tasked me last time to find a solution to the payments closer to where City Hall used to be.
Yeah, what Dan's talking about this is, when we were down at City Hall, what we would do is we would see all these people down there that would be paying mm-hmm. to come and walking in.
I was one of them.
And you were one of them, because Linda would always wait till the last day until we started paying online. But when you all moved, that kind of like made life harder for a lot of elderly people.
Right. So one of the we looked at many options, and I thought I had a great option. I got shot down, but
It probably was a great option. It probably was. It was too user friendly.
Yeah, but so bottom line is, the best option is to reduce the number of transactions or type of transactions that have to be done in person. That to me is the best. Eliminate the need, unless you have some extenuating circumstances. One of the problems people come up with is they have cash only, and so they need to go pay. But today's world, you can go to Walmart or wherever and get a prepaid Visa card, and you still pay your bill online without having to take the cash. But meanwhile, we have 8 different ways to pay, and only one of them includes coming to our walk-in center.
Well, let's hear about them.
All right. I knew you were
going
to do that.
I love it. Yeah, pull them up on your phone.
I knew you were going to ask me, so I made sure. So one, you can do it over the phone. So you can just call the call center, and a customer service rep will help you. I've done that before. You can do it over the phone through an automated payment system.
Done that before.
You can do it in the walk-in center over the counter.
We've done that.
You can do electric.
Well, not down on airport.
Not in airport.
No.
Right.
You can use electronic funds transfer. You can do it through the U.S. mail. You can do it through the internet, through the website. You can use the Dropbox at City Hall or Avtech.
There's a Dropbox
there
at City
is.
Hall?
There is. Now, if you drop
I'm happy
it in,
about
okay,
that.
Say you're, and from what I understand, because this was changed, was if it's due on the 5th and you drop it in there on the 5th, you're safe, right? Or you even have a day afterwards.
We're going to shut you down. We're going to shut you down, man.
Say that with your little straight face, Mr. Beans. Go ahead.
You've got like almost a day leeway, too, from what I understand.
Yeah, there's some grace periods.
There's some grace periods. That's a huge change, too. That started a couple years ago. So there's like 7 different ways you can do so. You do not have to go out there. If you have a phone and you have cash,
and
you can get a card.
You can. And I'm gonna say one more thing, which I'll...
Okay.
So if you're disabled or you have a real issue and you really need to come see us, call our customer service, ask for a supervisor. I will send somebody out there to your house or come get you. I mean, if it's that big of an issue for you, obviously we can't do that for all 200,000 transactions a year, but
If you are disabled.
If you are disabled and you need help.
If you're a shut-in, which we do have some shut-ins, you know, and they have caretakers.
You'll send a vehicle out there.
We will help. And we've been talking to Rabba about working with them, having them go and doing routes for us. We've talked about increasing the routes. We're not done with this issue. We are going to continue trying to make it better. I mean, we're even looking at, you know, PG&E, you get to pay your bill at certain businesses. We're looking at, well, what if we allowed them to pay their RU bill at the same place? But there's cybersecurity and privacy and other issues and costs, and we got to make sure that whatever we do, it's good for the customers. It's not, mm-hmm. you know, too expensive. Mm-hmm.
Where's our applause button? Do we have an applause button? Okay, we need an applause
button.
No,
we have this, though.
Yes, here we go. We're going to take a break here. Okay, we got it.
Great job.
KCNR 1460. That means, whatever you want it to mean, but good stuff on this end. We'll be
this
right
portion
back.
Of the show is brought to you by North State Security. You know, with all the things going on, cars being broken into, all these things. I mean, this is really good stuff we're hearing from RU, but there are some other things out there you need help with. I would recommend nobody else but North State Security. They'll be there before the police are. Yes, before the police are, if you're looking at average times getting there. They're going to be there for your business. They're going to be there for your home. They're going to be there for your parties. North State Security, these are officers. These aren't just guards out there. These guys move on from there into law enforcement. They are looking for professionals right now. They're expanding what they're doing. In fact, they are actually even guarding the not only just the airports, but the power plants, North State Security. Give them a call at 243-0295. These are great people. We'll be right back with Dan Beans, who is the director of REU.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
North State Security is Northern California's premier private security agency. And with over 125 security officers, we're prepared to serve you effectually in whatever your challenges may be. Regardless of what your immediate or constant disturbances may be, North State Security stands ready to respond around the clock, any and every day of the year. You've seen our marked security units around town day and night, driven by our best and trained to face modern challenges with courage and poise. With an average response time of 8 minutes from initial call to our arrival, many clients find peace of mind with our special response program providing immediate protection for their personnel and customers. Call North State Security Incorporated at 243-0295 for a free consultation on the effectiveness of our services at the pinnacle of crime prevention.
Hey, music lovers. Nathan Parmalee here, talent buyer for the Reading Civic Auditorium. We have tons of incredible shows lined up with entertainment for everybody. Old Dominion is coming back to the Reading Civic on February 15th. The last show was a sellout. Then we'll have Broadway's A Night with Janis Joplin, followed by the rhythm sensation Stomp. In March, the cast of Dancing with the Stars Live will light up the Reading Civic. Plus, we'll hear music from the Ten Tenors, get dog whispering tips from Cesar Millan himself, spend the evening with the legendary Bonnie Raitt, and see Amazing Grace the musical tell the story of the famous song. Comedian Kathleen Madigan will bring her Boxed Wine and Bigfoot tour in April, and we'll kick off another great Reading Civic summer with country star Josh Turner and singing sensation Jackie Evancho. Get the best seats to these shows and more to come at ReadingCivic.com. 2017 was huge, and 2018 is going to be even bigger. Don't miss out on upcoming show announcements and pre-sale access. Sign up for our email notifications at ReadingCivic.com. And remember, tickets make great gifts, plus they're easy to wrap. See you soon at the Reading Civic Auditorium.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started the station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Orchard Nutrition Center is a proud sponsor of the Reading Health Expo coming to the Reading Civic Auditorium on Saturday, January 6th. Visit Orchard's booth and speak with experts in the areas of health and nutrition. Wishing you a healthy and happy new year. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Just a small town girl.
You want to know why this song is played at the last segment of every show is that Carl has just not demanded it, but just like that.
Yeah, no, I have.
Now, can that change?
No.
Can you make a change in 2018 and maybe have a different song that...
No.
Okay.
Okay, I do have one.
All right.
And I'm going to have him find it. And I'll play that one at the end of each song, each day. Then you're going to like
well,
it.
Let's mix it up.
Well, I want you to know that I stood there in front of the lead singer of Journey when he was singing that song, filming every second of it, singing along with my baritone. And then when I heard it afterwards, I dumped the whole thing because my voice is just... Anyway, we're here with Dan Beans, and who is the director of REU. The last question I asked Dan after last time, what are you going to do for veterans? And I asked him about this thing about how people can, how REU can react to people that need to pay their bills and all this. Well, he's just given us 7 different ways they can help, including this one. There's an 8th way. If they truly cannot get in, if they're, you know, they're shut-ins or they're disabled, Mr. Beans, Dan, will send a van after them and bring them in.
Or send a guy with a computer.
Or send a guy with a computer to their house. Yeah. Now, I can't believe that there's better customer service than that. Okay. The thing, and we got a caller, but well, hang on for a second, Lori. Okay, now, for the veterans.
So basically, you know, we have our public benefits that California has us collect, and that's under AB 1890, and it does not allow us to do specific veteran-specific programs.
Right.
And also, Prop 26 doesn't allow us to do that in rates either. So, but basically, all of our programs that are available for income-qualified people, veterans, or if they qualify, they qualify. So.
And the one thing we talked about that you had not been aware of, because I talked about it to Barry when it happened, was we had a veteran, a wounded veteran, and his electricity turned off. But we have various veterans organizations here in town, the Military Order of the Purple Heart. I think Rob Burrows has got Welcome Home. And there's a couple others that have money available to help these guys. And that's what we did last time. And the only thing we need... And I think, and you didn't get this word, was just to add that onto your regular newsletter that says, you know, links to it, that just says, hey, if you need, if you veterans, you know, or veteran community, if you need some help, these are people you can go to.
Got it.
Okay. And that's what we're talking about. But that's, see, this is the kind of response that I'm just really happy to see. And, you know, the rates lower, you know, people, you haven't left people a lot to complain about. Maybe you could shave. Maybe that's it. I know because Dan's got a beard. Maybe you could just shave your beard or something like that. Okay.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Wait, you got something else here?
That's fine. Go ahead.
Okay. Lori, good morning.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Have a couple, three fast points for your guest, Mr. Bean. The first one being if there's a grid failure, whether it's a natural EMP, solar flare, or if it's an intentional nefarious thing, what might the plan B or backup be? Second question is, could you state if you're following the geoengineering solar radiation management where they can darken the sky by aerosol spray? Solar and wind turbine would be greatly affected. Look at the ice nucleation that we're having with the East Coast and the deep, deep freeze. Last question, do you still think nuclear is safe and clean given the epic fail of Fukushima, San Onofre in L.A. area and Diablo near Sacramento?
Okay. Thanks a lot, Lori.
Yep. All right. Thanks.
Bye.
Those are great questions, and I understood one of them. So okay. I will answer that one first.
The nuke.
No, actually, if there was a grid failure, what Reading
EMP,
could...
Right.
Yeah, EMP or any kind of failure.
Right.
Depending on how widespread it is, a backup plan possibly would be we'd open up our grid connections and fire up our power plant, and so we could possibly get power back on in Reading. you know, more easily than other places. But
okay, so we've got that ability because we're not using it right now.
We're connected to the grid and we stay connected and we use the power plant all the time. But we've never been islanded, to my knowledge, to where we've been, you know, our own.
But if the EMP does happen, and that could be, you know, I mean, that the chance of it happening, everybody knows, is very low. But so yeah. There is probably, but you all do have possible backup.
Right? Well, yeah, we have assets. We're a vertically integrated utility, so we have everything from generation all the way down.
Wow.
Right, substations. So
to people helping you start fires in front of your house.
Sure.
You know,
yeah, that too.
The one that I like is when she asked about is nuclear power, because I am just sold on nukes.
Yeah, the second question I'm not qualified to answer. I didn't understand
about
part of
the it. About yeah. chemtrails. That's yeah. essentially is chemtrails.
Okay. Okay. I don't have anything to say on that. And nuclear, I think it can be safe. I think that there's actually some younger generation people that are really having a push here.
A lot of people.
They're like, hey, if yeah. you want to get to clean air and clean water, you can't get there without nuclear, because you need some base load. And that's the inertia I was kind of talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And nuclear could provide that. I know it's controversial, and, you know,
had a nuclear accident in the United States that's cost people lots.
Right.
I mean, yeah. We used to have guys come in and used to work on the plants. And the Navy's been using them in their ships, in their carriers, in their ships, in submarines for, what, decades?
Right.
I think they're pretty safe. I would love to see us be able to put a nuclear reactor up here because yeah. we don't have earthquakes. We don't have other stuff.
Yeah, and they're coming up with modular units that yeah. are safer, that are, you know, modeled
very
after
safe.
The
yeah.
you know, carriers and stuff. So.
And I could just think you put one in there, it could saw, you know, you could, you know, you put one in there that size and it could put out enough power for probably half the town.
Yeah, they're making them, I think, as small as 30 megawatts.
Wow.
So that's pretty small.
Yeah. Okay.
So I have a few more things
okay.
I'd like to breeze
yeah.
through if I can.
No, yeah, come on.
So at the Reading Power Plant, as we've been talking about, they've been doing some upgrades, and one of them was an innovative idea from one of our engineers down there, and he came up with an idea that they're implementing right now, and this is going to save RU ratepayers $1 million a year ongoing while we have the plant. And this
wow.
is from just the kind of people that we have working for us who are dedicated to being creative and finding solutions.
How does it save us $1 million?
It's a part of the emissions part of the power plant, and so they're upgrading Unit 5 and Unit 6. They're actually getting more power out of the units, and they're saving that $1 million a year in ongoing other maintenance.
Wow.
So,
does that guy get, like, a Benny Sug? Does he get, like, you know, like a check for a dollar or something?
Yeah, you know.
I gave him Friday off.
That's the thing. There's not really any bonus structures at all in the city, but you know what? We're here for the public, and
well, that's great.
We have...
Well, you know
yeah.
what? You know, people should recognize that, and whoever that guy is or girl is who did that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. So coming up, Science Bowl, February 24th, 2018 at Simpson. That's
wow.
that's a fun thing.
Do you do anything with that? I mean, do you speak at it?
I think I get to give out laptops, and they might make
what?
Me talk. We'll see.
They might make you what?
Might make you speak too. I don't know.
Does REU do give out laptops?
Yeah, at the Science Bowl we did last year.
That's great.
Like, to
yeah.
get to, for the day or
for the winners?
For the winners
yeah,
of it.
Oh
winners,
man,
yeah.
that's awesome.
We ought to enter our team.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
The
we're all laughing in here. Okay.
There's something else. So our finance
yeah.
guys, you know, as you build assets and stuff, you bond it. You public.
Yeah.
Public bonds. So occasionally you have opportunity to refinance those bonds and. We're working on a refinance right now that has the potential of saving approximately $7 million through 2030. And so these are the kind of things we're doing as much as we can to keep rates low. I mean, we're in California,
low.
So they can always throw stuff at us, but...
We're fighting it.
We're fighting it.
You're
and,
fighting it.
Yeah.
REU's fighting it.
And we're out of the
Barry
coal.
Tippin's fighting it. We're
yeah.
all fighting it.
We are. We're out of the coal business as of the end of December.
Is that a good idea?
You know, it's kind of sad for the Navajo Nation and the people that had jobs from that those mines.
Yeah,
those plants.
Oh, that's right, because they've got really big power plants here on the res now.
Yeah,
it's
kind of bad for that. Of course, you know, coal's there's a lot of health issues and environmental issues, and so that was a combination of federal and state shutting
okay,
us down.
Real quick question
yep.
here. Opening up all these oil pipelines and opening up the drilling, drive down the price?
Yeah, I mean, you have to attribute fracking and all that to the lower natural gas prices.
So that's going to keep yep. going down since they're opening up more and more.
Right, but California's trying to get rid of all fossil fuels. They don't even want natural gas being used. So
I hate these people. Anyway.
The problem is they try to move too fast. Let people adjust to what you're doing. Don't just drop it on them.
Just keep hitting them with it.
Yeah.
Dan Beans, REU director, thank you so much. We changed your time for you to, you know, you had to literally jump to come here today, and we really appreciate it. And you're much more interested than Congressman LaMalfa.
Thank you.
I'm telling him that, too.
Okay. I'm driving down Buckhorn, and you didn't have to experience too much ice.
No, it was just rain today.
Just rain today. Oh.